As Jesus said in John 17, you know, how people are going to know whether the gospel is true, that the Father has sent the Son. It'll be by our unity, by our oneness, by our being together. And I do think that it's great to have a vigorous dialogue in various theological areas, but I think we really need to focus on the things that are at the gospel center, and the gospel itself is at the center, and the gospel is completely dependent upon the nature of Christ, his deity, his humanity, the person and work of Christ, his substitutionary atonement, the truth of the scriptures themselves. And this is where I think on the whole, this is how we can reach the world, by having a unified front that's not just a front, not like it's pretend or something, but these are the core things we agree on. And I think one of the things I call on people in the book to do in hand is don't misrepresent other positions. We do this all the time. It's easy to have straw men, you know. It's easy to take apart any argument that's really not that person's argument. It's just my misportrayal of that argument. And one of the things that one of my favorite quotes in the book, I've got lots of quotes from dead people, as I put it, because, you know, they're not trending on Twitter, and what they have said has lasted the test of time. But Charles Simeon was a well-known Calvinist, and I relate a conversation that he had with John Wesley that Charles Simeon reported himself. So you have the classic Calvinist Simeon, you have the classic Arminian John Wesley, and Simeon gives this account. He says, I said to Wesley, I understand that you are called an Arminian, and I have sometimes been called a Calvinist, and therefore I suppose we are to draw daggers. But before he gets into it, he says, I just want to ask you these questions. Sir, do you feel yourself a depraved creature, so depraved that you would never have thought of turning unto God if God had not first put it into your heart? Yes, answered Wesley, I do indeed. And Wesley did. He believed in human depravity, separation from God, nothing in us that commends ourselves to God, etc. And then he said, and do you utterly despair of recommending yourself to God by anything that you can do? And do you look for salvation solely upon the blood and righteousness of Christ? Yes, solely through Christ, Wesley replied. And then he comes on, well, are you not somehow or other to save yourself afterwards by your own works? Oh no, I must be saved by Christ from first to last. Allowing then that you were first turned by the grace of God, are you not in some way or another able to keep yourself by your own power? Oh no. Finally, Wesley says, I have no hope but in him. And then at the end of it, Simeon says, then sir, with your leave, I will put up my dagger again, for this is all my Calvinism. This is my election, my justification, my faith, my final perseverance. It is in substance all that I hold, and as I hold it, and therefore, if you please, instead of searching our own terms and phrases to be a ground of contention between us, let us cordially unite in those things wherein we agree. And I think this is a model for the church. This is what we need to do. Sure, of course there are differences. In the book, I do not minimize the differences between Calvinism and Arminianism, but I do say that the core issues are the same. I came to Christ. I was an Arminian. I'm predominantly a Calvinist now, but the core gospel itself is the one that brought me to Christ, is the one I still affirm.